You ain't never seen an old man?
I've seen some, but I
think if you see
something I am not real familiar with.
Some of them you've seen, there was late few days, he was going to just cut out a little notches and a log, you know, and drag it. Little boy, they're going to do that and put them up there. And sometimes it's pig. They didn't have no meat or much. They pig that old house, you know. And that thing will stand there until it's right. You don't know how the dream goes away young days.
How many rooms were in this house that you were born in? Could you tell me?
How many rooms?
Would you tell me the names of those rooms and sort of describe them to me?
I don't really have to name those rooms. Just say I'm going in the house and one room good, you know.
Well, was there like a living room or a bedroom or?
No, there is. If you didn't know about no living room, all of them just kind of the same thing. Sometimes you had your bed in there. Next to the table, oh yeah, you know. You didn't have things separated like this and anything. But shit, look at the shit out here, how it feels and how those things in here. But shit, I'm making for me. And I used to come here to this your house, and this day of the last time, I'd come over here and make them a fire, clean and screw up this floor for her, and you look how they done changed this house. Yeah, just old plain steel house. Whose headroom was built to that arm right there. And all the boundaries were already here. And then upstairs, just like it is now. But they changed. I ain't upstairs. I don't think that nothing made them been something like here. I always go up there and look around sometimes. See that thing change up there. Yeah, I used to get still here with Mr. Davis and Mr. Raymond Mars.
I'd like to ask you something we talked about yesterday, and that is what you call this, when the fire goes up. What do you call that?
Tim, fireplace Tim.
Okay, do you have any other words for a chimney? Are there different types?
No, there ain't no different types of that. That's the call of fireplace Tim, and the fireboard. Put up that one like a kid on the internet. And all that I've been cold, that ever since I've been in this world already.
Okay.
I don't really keep it changed, you know. As time passes, you know, people change things, you know. I didn't really have another different name for it. Now, they ain't been it. Probably just didn't know how to now you deal. If you gas one thing, or like that, like.
When you're talking about a place where you keep the animals, what am I talking about?
You call that your barn. Keep them out in your barn.
Okay, what about the place where the animals are brought outside and sort of fenced in right near the barn?
Oh, you call that your lot, you know. You let them out of the stable, they walk out in the lot, you have your lot deal, you know. And then keep it clean, just like a yard.
Okay, what about the place where you store corn?
You call that your crib.
What about where you would keep the hay?
Up in your barn.
Where in your barn would you keep it?
It's up over here, over your crib. A house you got built on the outside, or you might call that your hay house. Back all your hay and roof is out there in that house, you know. But it'd be close to your barn.
What about a smaller pile or stack at haying time?
How was that now?
A smaller pile or stack of hay at haying time. What would you call it?
We call it hay. We call it blotches. It's blotches, they call hay, you know.